I'm WUWM's Olivia Richardson. The state's Department of Health Services is rolling out a new decision-making tool in the fight against the coronavirus. The online tool helps people determine if they should participate in group activities during the pandemic. The move comes as Wisconsin has seen a jump in coronavirus cases, whose origins can be traced to group gatherings. Stephanie Smiley is an interim administrator of the State Division of Public Health. She says in May, 7% of coronavirus cases that the state traced came from gatherings. June saw a jump up to 21%. The rate was similar in July at 20%.
We know that people are making decisions to see friends and family, and we want you to make the safest decisions possible. To be clear, the safest decision, really is the decision to stay home.
Smiley told reporters Wednesday that the decision-making tool isn't meant for people going to work or making essential trips out of the home. Instead, it's designed for more non-essential activities, like deciding whether to go pumpkin picking at a farm.
So here's a few examples of questions that the decision tool provides. Are you or someone you live with at high risk for severe infection or becoming hospitalized from COVID-19? Will the activity take place indoors or outdoors? Will you have to share anything, food, tools, with other people? How many people will you interact with?
Smiley says she hopes that online tools help inform people so they can do as much as possible to protect themselves and others if they do pursue a social gathering. The Department of Health Services will hold a Facebook Live event to help roll out the tool. Meanwhile, DHS also released guidance Wednesday regarding the coronavirus and schools. The department doesn't give a specific number of cases that should trigger a school shutdown, but it does say schools may need to close if they are contact tracing for a positive case, if a significant number of students or staff are out sick, or as a last resort to halt an outbreak. DHS advises that schools report every positive case to local health officials and keep a detailed log of illness-related student absences. State agencies have stayed out of the debate about whether to reopen schools. That's led to patchwork of reopening decisions across the state. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.